Eric Swajanin, the coach of the Blues. Boyette, you got some timely hits and some timely outs. They stranded some guys early in the game, and Rock comes up with a big hit for you, and so did a couple other guys at the top of the order there, right?
Yeah, Rock did a nice job, and then Hogan came through, and so it was nice. Yeah, we got off the hook early. They had some chances, and luckily we got out of that. And then we got some key hits, and then, we tried to give it back a little bit in that one inning. We held it with a 4-3 lead, and then, Rock Hill had that big hit that that kind of gave us a little extra cushion on that one.
Yeah, and that kind of put the game away, So you have, a lot of games in a short period of time here. You're coming to town a little shorthanded without, without Wink and Taylor and them guys. What was your approach to the guys for this tournament, knowing you're going to have to play four games in 3 days?
Well, and that's it. Everybody's got to kind of step up. They got to play their positions. They got to move around a little bit. We got to get timely hitting. We have to get pitching. We can't give up four or five errors in a game, because we just don't have those extra two or three arms that we can normally use. So they did a nice job today. It was a good, solid team win. It was real good. A lot of camaraderie. The boys kind of gelled there. You and I talked about it. It's good to get away from home. Get out here, get a nice game, and they kind of gel and kind of flow together. So it was a real nice, solid team win right there, Jack.
Well, and Brady, not only for today, but now you didn't have to go to the bullpen. He went out there, threw his 100 pitches. It got you a win, and now you're doing pretty good. Only 3 runs allowed in a tiebreak situation, and you now only had to use one dude.
Right, and even last week, when we went 2-2 in the tournament, we were only giving up about 4 runs a game. We did our run differential and our runs, it was really good and really solid. So as long as we avoid that one inning again, we gave up those 3 runs. They should have realistically got 1 out of that. We threw a ball away, but that's what I preach to everybody. When we go to these tournaments, you can't give up those dumb, stupid little runs, the cheap runs, if you would, we got better. Like last week, we gave up that 6 spot. Here, we only gave up 3, and they did a solid job. You're kind of regrouping and kind of shutting them down from there.
All right, so now it's time to have some fun, right? You guys can chill, get some food, go back to the hotel.
It's a nice routine here, too. You have that one game on Friday, and then you can kind of relax. Like you said, you can come back, go take a shower, come back, watch some games, and then come back, in the morning or mid-afternoon tomorrow. So, it's kind of nice. And so we'll have a nice team dinner tonight, like we talked about, and regroup and see what we got tomorrow.
Tell the boys to come up later tonight. Remember 2 years ago when Susie and JP came up and broadcasted with me?
Well, it sounds like a plan. We'll send them all up here.
I don't know if they... I don't think
you can babysit them, Jack.
I don't think they want that. They might allow 1 or 2, but not and let the whole team up. Right, they're going to kick me out, too.
Well, you've been kicked out of a better place.
Oh, I have.
And worse places,
and
too,
worse
Jack.
And worse, too, right. All right, so